Well, Ian, the start of a new season is almost upon us. Final preparations being put into place, and there's a great sense of expectation and excitement.
Yeah, no, there's a great buzz out there at the moment. We're all looking forward to it. I mean, the expectations are, I suppose, you know, they're tempered a little bit with, you know, having a completely new squad. But it's exciting because, you know, I've been down at training there and there's definitely talent there. So it's hopefully they all pull it together now. It might just take them a few games. But, yeah, no, I'm really excited about it.
I suppose part of the excitement for the fans as well is it's going to take them a few weeks to recognise who all these new guys are, and who knows, we may have a future legend.
Yeah, no, look, just last week there we had the open day and the turnout was amazing. I think some of the kids out there already have chosen a couple of players to as fan favourites. So, yeah, there's huge talent in that team. So I think people are going to be surprised. As I said, it might take them a few weeks, but there's definitely some real talent in that squad.
So away from the field of play, behind the scenes, an awful lot of work has been going on, and despite having been relegated, it's very encouraging to see that the season ticket sales in particular have gone so well.
Yeah, season tickets have done extremely well this year. It's something we've been pushing for the last number of years. You know, we focus it on families. We're trying to turn it into a family evening entertainment and focusing on kids by making it accessible. And hopefully they bring their parents with them, and that nag power is as good as any to bring people along.
Often when people go along at the start of the season, it's getting into that habit of going every second Friday night. And I suppose on the field of play, it's important as well to give people something on those Friday nights when they go up. And as you say, it's a new team. And even if maybe the results are not going your way at the beginning, if people can see that there's progress being made and there's good young fellas and also a lot of local fellas.
Yeah, like I was looking there just last week. I think the squad that finished last year, 36% of it was from the Northwest, and we're starting off this year with a complete reversal of that. 64% of our squad this year is from the Northwest. One thing that you will not be accusing this squad of is putting in effort. You can see it amongst the players themselves. There's a real camaraderie already being built. It's a very positive environment, and those guys will put the effort in. I've no doubt about that.
And the League of Ireland itself, it seems to be on an upward curve. I mean, last season, pretty much every club reported an increase in attendances. There's more TV coverage, more exposure overall. So it's going in the right direction.
It is, yeah. I mean, you'll see it right across the league. People are putting a lot more emphasis on getting their season tickets. I mean, the ideal scenario is that you sell out your ground before the season starts through season tickets. Every single club is cottoning on to that now, and they're really pushing that. By getting that commitment at the beginning of the year, it helps bring more people to the games because they've got commitment. They'll fill a car and bring people along. And look, we are representing Donegal. We are representing the Northwest. It's important that people come out and support their senior team. Football is not about what you see on the TV. It's about getting in there and enjoying the live experience.
And as well as the first team, of course, there's now women's teams competing in the national leagues. The academy is going from strength to strength. So years ago when people spoke about Finn Harps, it was at times just one team. But now it's how many? 12 more?
Yeah, it'll be around 12 this year with the women's teams coming on board. That's an extremely exciting step for the club. I mean, it's an exciting time for women's football in general. But, you know, I've been out there. I've got nieces that play football here in Donegal. The standard of football is really improving. You know, it may not be long before women's attendance numbers are matching, if not beating, men's numbers. The product is really, really improving.
And finally, what's your message to fans, be they the armchair fans or the diehard? We're going into a new season. It's very hard to know what's going to happen. Certainly, you would think Galway and Waterford, with the money behind them, are going to be the two favourites. And after that, well, who knows?
Yeah, look, to our own fans, the message to them is come out and support us. You know, if you can get that season ticket, please do. If you can't, come along on Friday night. It's extremely important to us. We are going through this building phase. We've been responsible in doing so as well. We've cut our playing and management costs in half. But we've, you know, with that budget, we've still been able to have two full-time managers. The vast majority of our team is going to be training six times a week now, up from three times last year. So, you know, we have a responsibility to players to give them that environment to for them to improve themselves. And that's what we're doing. It's going to be a project. It'll take us a number of years, but hopefully, you know, we get back up to the Premier sooner rather than later. And from there, you know, we're going to be looking up as well. Europe is the goal for us, so we have to be ambitious.
And just one last question. Just remind us again, how did it all come about that Dave Rogers, who has been with numerous clubs, great coaching experience all over the world, how is he now with Finn Harps?
Dave, at the beginning when we started this search for a new manager, we had 50 different CVs that were all qualified. Dave's interview was the standout interview throughout that whole process. It's, you know, sometimes you got to take that leap of faith as well when you hear someone promising so much. But we've been here now living it with him this last number of weeks, and he's delivering it. You can see it on the training grounds. You can see it in the matches that we've played so far. Albeit the results haven't been going our way, but it's more about the performance. It's about how we play, and it's about that positive outlook. I've no doubt we're going in the right direction.